You can move, you can dance. I've been dancing with this chair for the last 5 minutes. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being with us. This is the Center for Spiritual Living, Midtown Atlanta. Very happy you're here. Very happy to know that we have people here from all over the world. We are not just in Midtown, although we are based here, and this is our center from which we broadcast and from which we move. We always remind you that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity. And so it is. You are that opportunity. And God, spirit, life, whatever names we have for that, is showing up and moving through you in a unique and fabulously wonderful way. So I'm here to remind us, too, that this is a center that has been around a while. Today, we are celebrating the beginning of our 11th year. This center had its first service on March 4th, 10 years ago. And the whole theme of that was to march forth into the world with a message and with a clarity and a bringing forward a unique version or approach to this thing called science of mind, new thought, spiritual living. Our mission all of these years has been that we are a strong, open, globally connected community centered in the clarity of principle. Through teaching, service, and practice, we create a safe and respectful environment that supports healthy spiritual growth. You saw another version of it in the beginning of the video, and this is the truth of who we are. So we're here to celebrate. We're celebrating our birthday. We're celebrating 10 years. We're celebrating your birthday because birthdays are the most important day of our lives because that's when we decide and when we actually make the entry into the world of time and space and start this journey of self-exploration and learning and knowing. So we were founded by the Reverend David Barrett and many others. If you are a founding member of our center, I invite you to say so right now on whatever chat you're on or whatever platform you're watching us or listening to us. Or if you'd like, send us an email because we want to congratulate you. We wouldn't be here if you hadn't started. And we wouldn't still be here if it weren't for all of the rest of us who've shown up at various times over time. I was reminded this morning that even though I didn't show up till 4 years ago here physically, I had the idea of being a part of something here in Atlanta when I was in ministerial school with Kennedy Schultz in the old Atlanta Religious Science Church, ACRS. So those days are much expanded and explored, and people from those days have spread far and wide across the planet, bringing these ideas to others. So wherever you are, take a moment to celebrate yourself. We are beginning this year. It is our 11th year in 2022. Those of you who are into numerology will have a good time with that, and I'd be happy to receive any ideas and thoughts you have about that for us. Again, we are a community. We're not just Bob on the screen. We are a community of people. It takes many, many people behind the scenes to bring this forward, and also just to support and be part of the life with each other. Our growth, our moving forward is really about, well, you know, there was an old song in the gospel days when I was a part of that as a teenager called Deep and Wide. There's a fountain flowing deep and wide. And that's where we're going. We're going deeper and deeper into the truth of life, into the truth of spirit, into the truth of consciousness, and to the power and love that lives there, that dwells there, and wide as we can reach out to the world, out to other people who are interested in these ideas and who can benefit from them. And that technically is most everyone if they're open to it. Originally, this teaching was not about a church or a center or a religion. It was about additional spiritual practices and life and understanding and philosophy that could support you in whatever religion you belong to. And in many ways, that is still true. So celebrate with us. We're here. We're going to be here another 10 years. We are looking for more and more of that and more expansion. Along with that, one other short announcement, and that is to say that starting in April, we will be beginning to meet in person again here in Atlanta. Does not mean we're going to stop this broadcast or any kind of reaching out to the world. It's simply going to be a hybrid of both and. It's going to be an interesting learning experience while we get that down and get it flowing right and correctly and easily. But we will, just as we adjusted when we went to the online-only format 2 years ago. Actually, 2 years ago, next week was when we started strictly online. So we've grown, we've expanded, we have a wider listening audience now than we've ever had. And this center has always been a presence on the internet. So it's very exciting. It's a very good thing to be here. So if you want to know a little more about what we believe, listen to this video. I believe.
I believe.
I believe in one God.
One absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love.
And creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life.
And the immortality of the individual soul.
Forever unfolding.
I believe.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. If you want to read that more carefully on the website, it's there. We have it in various places around. That is an excerpt from the larger Declaration of Principles that you'll find there by Ernest Holmes. We're going to hear now from one of our practitioners. She's been around as long as we've been here. She's a founding member. Doesn't look old enough to be a founding member, but she is. And she's going to bring us a good word because she always does. Barbara, it's all yours.
Thank you, Reverend Bob. And yes, happy birthday to us. It feels wonderful to be part of something great. And Dr. Bob, we are grateful for your presence, your leadership here. And as you said, we hopefully will continue on for another 10 years. So this morning, I want to share with you guys a story that I came about early on when I got into this teaching. So I absolutely just love this teaching. One of the lessons, I should say, was if you perceive a problem, then the problem belongs to the perceiver. Well, I was raised a Catholic, and so in the Catholic teaching, everybody else is the problem. We're not the problem. Everyone else is the problem. So that was very foreign to me. And of course, through the classes, I became more and more understanding. If you perceive the problem, then the problem belongs to the perceiver. One of the problems I've perceived was there seems to be a shortage of housing. It's a housing crisis. People are not able to live in safe, decent, affordable housing. So I took it on because I'm the one seeing the problem, and I have been able to get legislation. Right now, we have legislation that is up for review, and we will actually have a Senate hearing on this legislation for tomorrow. So we are excited to be able to have traveled to this point. And again, it's kind of like the Super Bowl, you know, you get to this point. So we have the opportunity to speak directly to the lawmakers, the policymakers, about how they can provide down payment to assist people that want to purchase a home. But here's a question that I have for you. What do we do when we're not able to physically do something about that problem? Again, we have people all over the world. We have crises all over the world. And the crisis in Ukraine, again, is one. We are removed from, but again, we are one. So what is it that we can do? In those classes that I was taking early on, there was a lesson where you learn to align yourself with the divine. When you're seeing whatever may disturb your spirit, disturb your mind, disturb your peace, there's a twist right there where we have to turn to the divine. We turn to spirit. We turn to the magnificent. And we say to ourselves, I am having fun with the divine. That brings us into a place of peace. It brings us where we are better equipped to be a conduit, to be an outlet for peace. This is what allows us to participate in a way that makes a difference, not just to us, but of course, to the people in the world. So I want to have a treatment this morning for peace, simply because there is a need for peace. So if you would come together with me, and as we join in mind, in spirit, in soul, as we join in love, as we join to recognize that there is but the one magnificent universe, the one magnificent substance, the one magnificent in and of itself, I can know without a doubt which I am part of. It is this knowing of who I am that I can begin to make a difference in all that I do, in all that I say. It is this knowledge of who I am. It is this knowledge from where I am manifested. It is this knowledge of the greatness within that says I can create an experience of peace, making myself a conduit for peace. It is this knowledge, it is this knowing that says, as a co-creator with spirit, I co-create an experience of peace for myself here in this very moment. I co-create an experience of peace for all of the people on this world, all of the people in this universe, for all of the people across this world, for all of the people in Ukraine, for all of the people in Russia, for all of the people. I am a co-creator of peace. This experience of peace is what brings peace to all that is here in this space. For this opportunity to be a conduit for world peace, I am grateful, I am thankful, and I give my thanks right now, knowing that peace will continue, and so it is. So, we will have our music for reflection. And our music for reflection is Crazy Game by Richard Mandisi.
They say it's all in how you play. It doesn't matter if you lose today. Tomorrow you'll find another way. It's just a game. One day you're up, the next you're down. Just go ahead and play another round. It's just the game, and it goes on and on and on and on. This life is a crazy game. Nothing ever stays the same. This life is a crazy game. Nothing ever stays the same. The wheel will spin, the dice will roll. As long as you don't let it take your soul. Say to yourself, if you lose control, it's just a game. Then I woke up and you were there. A dream came true from out of nowhere. And I'm so glad you're in my life. And life goes on and on. This life is a crazy game. Nothing ever stays the same. This life is a crazy game. Nothing ever stays. Love is all that matters in the long run. Love is all we leave here when we're gone. How you gonna make a difference to the world? Like when it's all said and done. Goes on and on. This life is a crazy game. Nothing ever stays the same. This life is a crazy, crazy game. Nothing ever stays the same. Nothing ever stays the same. This life is a crazy game. Nothing ever stays the same. Nothing ever stays the same. This life is a crazy game. Nothing ever stays the same. Nothing ever stays the same.
Nothing stays the same, that is for sure. Thank you all who've been commenting in the chat. We can see what they are. I can't respond to them, but thank you. It's nice to know who's listening and to get some feedback. Also, thank you, Barbara. That was amazing. Wonderful treatment and a wonderful awakening for all of us. So this was great. Perfect example of taking on something and not only treating for it, doing the inner spiritual work, but also moving your taking action, getting things done, moving forward. So the talk today is playing Twister with God. Now, I don't know if anybody else did a step back when they saw that title. If so, you weren't alone. I looked at that and went, what? Because these are themes and topics that we choose to participate in from our international organization. And I liked it. And a year ago when they came up with it, it probably seemed to be really right on and perfect. But then I thought about all the stuff happening in the world. And I thought about what's happening in Ukraine. I thought about our centers over there. We have a number of centers in Ukraine and in Russia, so that we are connected with these people, not only in the truth of our oneness, but also just in having participated with them in some things. We've traveled there and done things there. So there's a great deal of at-homeness or closeness for me with this whole attack from the Russians on Ukraine. And I thought, how Twister with God, that's just somehow didn't seem to quite work for me. But then I spent a little more time with it and realized that I just needed to turn some things around, because the game we're playing in life, while it is ever-changing and sometimes feels really crazy, is not playing Twister with God as much as it is playing Untwister with God. Now, you all know the Twister game, or if you don't, look it up on look it up, because it's a kid's game, and it's an adult game and a young adult game, and anybody that still has enough body motion to play it can play it. You know how it works. There's a mat that lays out in different colored spots, and someone has the dial and spins the dial, and as they do, everybody has to put a body part on whatever color comes up. And it's hilarious. It's fun to play. It's silly. It's giggly. You get into all sorts of contorted positions trying not to fall, because if you fall onto the mat, then you've lost. Or if you can't reach one of the colors. And you never know what kind of proximity you're going to have with other people. If you're playing it, especially with adults, it gets really crowded on that mat. The interesting thing about it to me is that it's a lot like dancing without knowing what the next dance move is. You're in the middle of this move, and whatever the next one that's coming, you don't have a clue, and you don't get to make it up because somebody else is telling you what it ought to be. Now, that's not a game I'm interested in playing with God, because I know who's in charge of this whole thing, and I know that will put me in a really difficult position. However, if I'm playing Untwister with God, it's a very different story. See, the beginnings of, and the way this thing works is you've got to have a mat that has really got a solid, on a solid ground. So it stays flat and it stays where you can reach everything. The solid ground of playing this game of Untwister is recognizing that there is only one power. As I say at the beginning of every talk, every one of these broadcasts, such is the nature of life that all it wants, all it asks is the opportunity to appear. You're the opportunity. That foundational idea that there is something flowing through all of us that is spirit, God, life itself, and all it's wanting to do is show up. So you are the one who gets to choose what colors it shows up as. But we have to start with recognition that it is solid and it's here and it's for us. And it's showing up in whatever way you want it to be. See, that's all about true power. A lot of what's happening in the world right now is about distorted ideas of power. That power somehow can be enforced from the outside. Now, granted, if you're in a situation where they're throwing bombs at you, you are certainly aware there are power outside. But that's not real power. It's bullying. It's control. It is all kinds of things coming at you from the outside. True power is from the inside out. And I believe it is possible, even in those horrible situations, to remain grounded and centered and in your own personal power. To know when to duck and run, to know when to stand up, to know what to do next, to know where to go and how to do it, and be guided in that way. See, this true power from within is the very essence of what God is and the very essence of what you are as you live and breathe and move and have your being in this amazing universe in which we live. You know, we've been talking now for about 200 years in the Western world, much, much longer than that in the Eastern world and the Eastern thought, that there's only one power, one God, one life, and that's it. That's the whole thing. And so what's happening in our world today is now that we have a window into every country, every place. When I'm really wanting to calm down and get settled in myself, I go on YouTube And I watch these live cams in various cities and towns and the desert and Africa and all over the world, showing me what's happening in that moment, in that place. Whether it's the bar in St. Augustine or the Namibia Desert, it's an amazing thing to just watch and be part of that and feel the calm that comes in as I see that. See, we live in a world now where we see and experience all of it. Not that many years ago, this war would be a very distant thing that we wouldn't be having any experience with. Not really, not seeing it, not watching it on our TV screens. And that would be a very different experience. So the more we are affirming oneness, and the clearer we're getting about what's really happening out there in the physical world, the more those two things are incompatible. And so we stand in the oneness, we continue in the oneness, we affirm the oneness again and again and again. And all of that two-ness, all of that believing that my power is greater than yours, my idea is better than yours, mine's good and yours is bad, I'm right, you're wrong, I'm good, you're evil, all of that nonsense is so intensifying. And if you know anything about paradigms and paradigm shifts, that's what's happening. Because paradigms grow and grow in the new paradigm, which is oneness, which is there's only one power, one light, one God, one spirit, one people, one human. Now, I've traveled some, not a lot. And I've been in cultures with various kinds of governments. You know what's been amazing? They all seem to be people, wherever they were, whatever the government was. They laughed. They had fun. They cried when they hurt. They loved big time. Whoever and wherever I've been. You know, it's amazing. We are one people. I don't care who our governments are. We're still one people. And yes, those things are important. And I'm not saying we just pretend it's not happening. It is. But what we do instead of worrying so much about that is return to that great power underneath, and that it lives and moves and exists in, as, and through each and every one of us and each and every person. I love that, Barbara. The treating for the Russians, treating for the Ukrainians, treating for the Africans, treating for the people. There are 70 places around the world right now that are at war with one another, where there's violent fighting happening. Treating for the people on both sides of that, to find that inner truth, that inner peace, and to start living from there and making different decisions, perhaps. It's possible. It's possible. And one of the beauties of play is it is possible. It makes things possible. It lets you know what can be. One of the things that T.R. Desjardins says is that joy, when we find joy within us, it is the infallible sign of the presence of God. One of the most profound things about many of the images from wars is almost every one of them in every place, regardless of the bombed out buildings and the things around them, which are not pretty and are horrible, you find kids playing kickball or chasing burned out bicycle wheels. Kids always find a way to find play and games and joy in the middle of whatever horror is going on around them. Doesn't mean they're immune to it. It doesn't mean they aren't hurting. It means they find that joy, because that joy, just as God is always present in each of us, Spirit is always present, so is love, so is joy, so is freedom, so is the very best of life. And it can show up in any situation, any situation. And that's what we need to keep turning our attention to. You know, there's a story, I think Billy Graham may have told it first, and then it's been retold as supposedly a Native American story. It's not, but it's been told as such, and that is the the guy talking about having his two dogs, a black dog or two different dogs, regardless of the color, it doesn't matter. And that they were always fighting. And the question was, which one wins? Well, the one you feed. So in this case, the one we feed can be peace, both internally and externally. Peace within me can lead to peace with my neighbors, peace with my family, peace with those who may not agree with me politically or otherwise. We have become such a divided people all across the world. It's not just that we disagree with each other. As this paradigm shift is intensifying, then the old paradigm hangs on tighter and harder. And that's all that's happening. So we need to start to see the two sides of this to be coming together as one, to be at peace with each other. After 9/11, a group of us in this teaching started getting together regularly, once a week, and imagining. We did a whole imaginary visualization thing of seeing the various leaders of the different sides of what was going on, both our country and around the world. And we just saw them as children, having fun, being joyful, and playing Ring Around the Rosies, all fall down. All equal, all the same, and without all of this stuff. I don't know if it helped the world. It helped me get through all of that and think about it in a different way. So there are practices we can do to shift from our focus, our twisted focus on how awful it is and how doomed everything might be if you're having that extreme version. One of the most powerful practices for returning to peace is to take a mindful moment. And you hear this around. Mindfulness is a new popular thing you hear all the time. But it really works if you take the time to do it. And it may take only 2 minutes. Do it right now. Take a breath and become aware of your surroundings. Don't need to close your eyes unless you just want to. Feel the air around you. Feel it coming in and going out as you breathe. Become hyper aware of the sounds around you. So you're not thinking about anything else but the sounds, the colors. Becoming hyper aware of everything in your world right now. You see, everything showing up in your world at any given moment is this infinite spirit taking shape and form and saying, hey, I'm here. Notice me. Most of us rush through our days and our schedules and we run and we run and we do this and that. I'm suggesting that a really powerful tool right now, when you're thinking about what other people are going through, remember you're not the one sitting under those bombs. Doesn't mean you ignore them. Doesn't mean we don't have compassion. But it also means that peace within us is so important because we can supply the energy of peace to the whole world as we settle into it and as we feel it. What if you made a deal to spend this equal time meditating or doing mindfulness in peace as you do watching the stories about conflict and whatever names you put on all that stuff? What if all of us who are not going through that ourselves would hold a deeper connection with peace in our consciousness, in our minds? And in doing so, we will increase the vibration of peace, the energy of peace, the fact of peace all over the world, starting right where you are right now. See, that's God untwisting things and getting you back to who you are. You're not a victim, nor are you a victimizer. You are simply an individualized version of this infinite power whose most clear message, our most clear description, is love. That's what you are. Everything about you, whatever else may be going on, think about it. Some of the frustrations you may have about what's happening in the world is because you care, because you love. But I encourage you to love deeper. Love past the appearances. Love the divine within each person. Train yourself to see it. And if you don't see examples of it, don't worry about it. It's there, waiting for recognition. And you may be the very person to recognize it, whether it's across the world or next door or in your own home. Choose to see the divine in the other. That's what Namaste is really all about. Because that choosing is a very powerful untwist of the choice to think we live in a world of duality, to think we live in a world of two powers or more. And we bring you back to center, back to truth, back to the very place to be. One of the other helpful things to me these days is the serenity prayer. God grants me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Not accept them as in saying I support them and want them to happen, but just accept that they're there and there's nothing I can directly do about them. The courage to change those things I can, to take action where I can. You know, to put something before the state senate for housing or state representatives. I'm not sure which house it's in right now. Because you care about it. And here's the tricky one. Having the wisdom to know the difference. What do I have control and power over? What can I accept and what do I and change? Or what do I change? See, and I think we can have influence on all these things in consciousness and through our prayer work. My friend, Reverend John DePalma, is fond of saying, don't tell me your protests are stronger than my prayers, because my prayers are stronger than your protests. See, it's both and. Got to go again. We got to do this. We got to do this work internally and powerfully. So find the joy. I'm not talking about silliness all the time, although I can be pretty silly with my strange sense of humor. Nothing wrong with that. But the joy I'm talking about is a deeper joy. It's more of a calm sense of, things are okay. I'm okay. God's okay. And all of this is going to play out towards a greater good for myself and all humanity. I absolutely believe that. And yeah, there may be some bumpy roads getting there while we go work our way on through this paradigm shift. But if those of us who know the truth about oneness will hold it, keep it, keep coming back to it, and not let ourselves be distracted into the old paradigm, we will be untwisted and we will invite others to join us without even saying a word, perhaps. So I invite you to consider this as a way for you walking through this time to perhaps play in the midst of the things that frighten you. There's nothing that says you shouldn't. I grew up hearing World War II stories from my uncles. Yes, do that. Go ahead. That's a better one. So here's the final word. That God sings all the songs, dances all the dances, paints all the pictures, creates all art, writes every book, plays every game. Because God is all there is. It's right here with us, among us, and going forward. Keep coming back to that, because you deserve to live that, because you're wonderful. So am I. And so it is. So I want us to take just a moment for a nice deep breath and letting go. And do another mindfulness moment. As I breathe in and breathe out, I recognize breath is the other word for spirit, is another word and meaning for the flow of life through me. And I just feel my breath, and it's enough. And it feels good. Some of us hold our breaths because we're so surrounded by all of this stuff. So just breathe. Feel the temperature of the air against your skin. Hear the sounds. Open your eyes and see all of the colors, all of the things around you. Recognizing that this too is spirit showing up in form. And allow the peace of God to awaken within you. And the joy of God, that is God itself, to show up in your life today. You're wonderful, and so it is. Thank you. And now let's hear from Vance.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bob. Awesome talk this morning.
Thank you.
Being in that joy, I want to let everybody know, for those of you in Atlanta, we are looking at coming back in person first week in April. So for those of you that have been missing that, we're going to provide that. For those of you that have been hanging out outside, come join us. So we don't know where yet. We've got two locations in mind, and we'll have that finalized this month and let you all know that. But I just want to let that you know that's coming. To look forward to that the first weekend in April. And so for your donations, that's a great place to donate so that we can expand and do more in a physical space. And we will continue to broadcast online. So that's staying there as well. So if you would, with me, say our affirmation of prosperity. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me, multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And you get the link there to donate. That would be awesome. And I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. Bob to close this out.
So don't hesitate. If you have something going on and you want additional support, contact me, contact our practitioners. They're all listed on the website and are here for you. To support you in whatever way. They provide some guidance. They can also do treatment for you on your behalf. And as long as you're accepting that their truth as your truth, then there you go. You've got it. We also want to let you know that our group here, the broadcast that we are doing, is also sponsoring a daily, twice a day, prayer for peace. It happens at 10:15 in the morning and 10:15 at night, and you'll find it on the New Thought Broadcast Network. There it is, in ntmedia.org is the website. So go there and look for it, and then you can pick it up in different places from there. Great opportunity if you're having challenges and want some support for staying in peace, for continuing to know peace, regardless of circumstances. That's a great place to start. All right, so join me, if you will, in this closing affirmation of life. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me, and so it is. Enjoy being untwisted with God.